Worldwide E-Brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on
Osama bin Laden.
Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. We have some big-time players this week. This is really going to be a fascinating competition, including someone who's splashed on the scene in a way that Kurt Warner did late in the 90s, kind of late in his career, but he's just on the scene now and putting up big numbers. And that is Craig Rosengarten from the Saturday Morning Golf Show, who is back. He has had a couple of classics that we just can't let go. We have replayed the Anus Is On You so many times here in the last two or three years or so.
God, dissecting that audio took up about 45 minutes in the car the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, it still is debated among scholars of radio.
You're a flawed guy.
You're a flawed guy.
His most recent entry, Triast.
Right.
Instead of Triast.
I think you're wrong.
Which included the great drop now that's used all the time.
I think you're wrong.
Well, fellas, Craig Rosengarten was at it again.
Unbelievable.
This last Saturday.
What's up, golf fans? Rosen here.
And that's then you get to play 31 rounds of golf free. On top of that, it's a plethora of great stuff.
Or plethora.
Plethora. Whatever.
Plethora. You have Tour 18. You have... I've lost my train of thought. I had a plethora of things in my mind, and it just went right out the window.
Unbelievable.
He is the most illiterate man to ever run a magazine.
He's not used to speaking. He only has to spell it right.
Right.
Poor Rick, who just has to fight through it every week.
Yeah, It's like Rick is hosting a show with a challenged individual
going off. Yeah,
that, you know, is learning job skills.
He just has to correct him and move on and try to get to the point.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
At least he didn't challenge him on that one.
I think you're wrong.
Plethora.
All right, let's listen to that one more time just to hear the chemistry between those two.
And then you get to play 31 rounds of golf free. On top of that, it's a plethora of great stuff.
Or plethora.
Plethora. Whatever.
Plethora. You have Tour 18. You have... I've lost my train of thought. I had a plethora of things in my mind, and it just went right out the window.
You have Tour 18. You have.
Never before has a publisher of an English language magazine been so unfamiliar with the language
in
that
which he
publishes.
Right.
I have 50 books on the English language. Perhaps you'd like to read one of them.
Yeah. All right.
You fetus-faced windbag.
All right, candidate number two. From the Dunham and Miller Morning Show, it's one Junior Miller.
What now? What is this?
Well, it was a really awkward moment. We were talking about first-time coaches in their first year to make it to the Super Bowl, and we were talking about how Bill Callahan did it with the Raiders, and, well, we had a really awkward moment with something you said. George Seifert. Irate George Seifert is what I remember in Super Bowl 24.
Man, how it can fall apart for a coach. Bill Callahan, first year, NFL, takes a team to the Super Bowl, and now he's just, after that stint in Nebraska, now he's an assistant.
Yeah.
He can't even get a head job anymore. Head coaching job anymore.
What part of town he's in. Yeah, sure enough.
But you would have thought that after taking...
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold claim you made there, Craig. How do you know that?
How would
about
you know
him?
Something like that?
Why are you delving into his personal life?
Yeah, how could you possibly know that?
Hey, Rich, who was the SMU coach that said that?
Phil Bennett.
Phil Bennett in his opening press conference,
I believe so, yeah.
It's great to get a...
Yeah, that's what he said. That's the way he worded it?
Yeah.
It's great to get a...
Yeah.
Jeez.
And all the press was giggling. And
why couldn't the press
handle
it?
Hitting each other. Because we can't handle things. And that brings us to Super Bowl Gordo, who was out with the wireless mic the very first day we were here. I guess this was Tuesday morning. And he decided to poke a St. Louis radio station with a stick. And this was really uncomfortable because the guy just stopped talking to you.
I never heard that
before. Ask him if he's currently
alive. But they rallied around him, and, you know, they're fine.
You would think St. Louisite or St. Louisian. St. Louisian?
St. Louisite sounds right.
No.
St. Louisian?
St. Louisianan?
No. Just an A-N at the end.
Ask him who he's in love with.
Who are you in love with currently?
In terms of what?
I don't know, just love life. I mean, do you have a special someone?
Yeah.
But you don't talk about it?
No.
Is it rocky right now or something?
No.
No. All right, don't get us in a war with our neighbors.
So the Rams, what do you make of the recent retirement announcements? Or anyway, well, you have a good day.
Oh my God!
Don't worry.
You a Collinsworth fan?
Huh?
Well, you just have that way of making.
Okay. What else can we? What happened?
What are you doing?
What happened?
It just turned south on me, and
these guys. They're our neighbors.
I asked what I was told to ask.
You didn't have to listen to it.
I was a foot soldier in this war.
Why did he go Keyshawn Johnson on us? And then,
Gordon has that way of taking people off.
A way of taking
all right, so
away.
That was some 4 days ago.
God, that was tense.
And you know what? What makes that more tense, if you heard it in full context, was before that, he was the most talkative guy you've run into yet.
Oh, yeah.
He was going on and long answers.
Chatty,
And suddenly it took a turn.
That's tough. And we still need to make it right before you leave here.
What am I going to say, George?
No, it's too late. Sorry, you know, we kind of had an awkward moment the other day, and I'm sorry about that.
I think it's more painful for him if they even bring it up again. He just wants to forget about it and move on.
Okay.
Because you know I'll end up asking up follow-up questions.
Okay.
Saying, hey, sorry about that. And he says, oh, well, that's okay.
It's just
was there something that I wasn't aware of, sir?
So you don't need to ask follow-up questions. Just leave it at that. All right, those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, Craig Miller, or Gordon Keith, 214-787-1310.
I think you're wrong.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, yes, this goes out to Thumper Hulk, all the Survey Monkey, Woot Monkeys out there. I'm voting for Jeff Crompton.
Dang it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I wanted to vote on the emergency break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, we've had a plethora or a plethora or whatever that word was of winners, but whatever happened to D's Nuts?
That was well played, sir. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to wear Gordon's blood on my head as a fedora.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that courageous vote.
I guess that's a Gordo vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hey, the fake Natalie Maines.
Died. Unfortunately.
I want to vote for Craig Rosen, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too.
How is that character still alive?
I don't know.
How has that endured?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, this is Jim Hope. I just want to help Bill Callahan find good head job in Dallas.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who that? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
I'd like to vote for Chris Holt because he's a bastard.
Okay.
Boy, he is.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
He's a fly guy.
And you have a tryst in your anus.
Play what?
What?
Oh, okay.
You have a tryst in your...
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Your onus.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
So Dale Jr. gets in a car wreck on Friday. Is it covered on race week?
Well, no, because race week's already been in the can for 4 days.
Absolutely, it's covered.
That's a good question, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the emergency brocade.
Thank you, Craig.
Great.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello. Is this the AM radio?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds like Frightened Michelle Wee.
It is.
It is very cold, Giorgio. Mm-hmm. Would you please send me a call from Donna Manor and cast my vote for the Golden Keys?
Okay. Please send her a coat, Georgie.
Right, we'll
she's
send you
so
a coat.
Cold and frightened.
We'll send you a coat. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this the Dave Concepcion and the Cesar Geronimo of the ticket?
Sure.
Jeez.
Okay, how did Wade Phillips get a head job? I'll never understand that.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, America's favorite radio station. Who you vote for in the e-break?
Is the answer Migs or Thunder Ass Dunham?
Neither one,
Neither one. Yeah, that is a good nickname
for you. That's not a new one either.
That's a great nickname for you.
Thunderass.
Start writing these down.
No, you don't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Why isn't Ja nominated this week?
What's that?
He asked why Ja isn't nominated this week.
Because I've had a perfect week of broadcasting, as usual. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Thunderass.
Stop it.
George Dunham.
I'm not up for the e-break, you idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You're making a late run.
Yeah. On behalf of Wally Taylor, would I like to vote for Cannonball Dunham's bloody underwear pants.
Whoa. Three quick votes.
These people.
The right in.
You're about to win. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, is this Ticket AM?
Yeah,
I want to vote for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea.
Oh my God.
That's four.
Everybody. You're one away.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, it's Dora Torres. I want to vote for my butch lesbian friend Carby in Rosengarten.
Okay, thank you. We have a winner. He voted for Rosengarten.
You almost overtook him.
Well, that's ridiculous. So Craig Rosengarten wins once again by saying plethora.
And then you get to play 31 rounds of golf free. On top of that, it's a plethora of great stuff.
Or plethora.
Plethora. Whatever.
Plethora. You have Tour 18. You have... I've lost my train of thought. I had a plethora of things in my mind, and it just went right out the window.
You have...
It's... Yes. I swear to you. I swear to you. I think every homeless guy I've ever met has more command of the language than Craig Rosengarten.
I love the way that Rick immediately corrects him every time.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't skip a beat.
With a hint of disgust in his voice.
Yeah.
It's their relationship is so Tom Cruise Rain Man-y.
How many is that for Craig Rosengarten?
He's the only human that is perfect in his record. 3 for 3.
Wow.
Mm. Way
really?
To go. Wow.
For his three gems, they've all won.
Oh, awesome. God,
you want to bet?
No.
I don't think so.